Surprisingly, most of us are connected to San Bernardino County, California. It's a major hub for goods movement in the U.S. About 40% of goods imported to the U.S. by container come in through the nearby ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and a good portion of that does go to San Bernardino County to be stored and sorted and sent out to the rest of the country.
Many of us have the misapprehension that this kind of business is sort of clean, but your research found that that was exactly the opposite of the case.
That conception can actually make it much harder to get a handle on the emissions that are generated by this industry. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of diesel trucks that are traveling through this region to transport those goods.
But your story really focuses on the idea that women, that the women who live in this neighborhood were really the ones who brought a lot of these environmental issues forward. Why do you think it was women who were in the lead in this neighborhood?
I spoke with a woman. Her name was Anna Sanchez. She's a mother, and she's also studying to become an environmental attorney. And the reason that is her passion is because she gave birth to a child with gastroschisis. It's a condition where the child's intestines are born outside of the abdomen. And then she was part of a study at Loma Linda University, which found possible clustering of these cases near major transportation hubs in the Inland Empire. And what she told me was that, you know, mothers, they bring their children to the doctor. They see how their kids are affected. And that really drives them to protect their families and their communities. Also, when I was looking at San Bernardino, I saw that not only is this the county with the worst ozone pollution smog in the nation, it's also a county with elevated rates of infant mortality and low birth weight babies. And so that showed me that women really were kind of bearing this burden in a very particular kind of way. And I think that that's part of what drives them.
When we talk about environmental justice, the idea that it's poor people, it's people of color who live spread in between these warehouses because of zoning that allows there to be residences in the midst of these warehouses, so that people are experiencing the pollution coming out of these trucks disproportionately in those communities of color.
That's correct. I mean, my story looks particularly at the west side of the city of San Bernardino, which is it's predominantly a working class Latino community. And we also know that in California, Latino residents are more likely to breathe in higher levels of air pollution than their white counterparts. So this is definitely an issue of racial and economic and environmental justice.